It is June 9. On one of the previous episodes, and where number has already exceeded 150, so in one of them, I mentioned that I'm involved in media work in the army. Now I have the right to officially explain what exactly my job entails. Remember in the movie Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker served as a correspondent for a frontline newspaper. However, the necessity of writing articles did not exempt him from participating in combat operation. Well, that's roughly what I do, albeit with some reservation. For example, I don't write texts about war. I work as a videographer. I always have a camera with me, a set of microphones, a voice recorder, a spare voice recorder, a bunch of batteries, a stabilizer, a tripod, and a lot of our camera equipment. All in all, it's all about 30 pounds of various technical gear. In addition, I carry a rifle, around 150 rounds of ammunition for it, a bulletproof vest, a helmet, and our military gear. When I have to hit the ground during bombardments with all this stuff, I'm not always able to get up afterward without external assistance. I film in places where civilian journalists are not allowed to go. For example, in Bakhmut, I found myself there when the city was closed for everyone except the military. I'm never present on or off camera. I simply capture what is happening around me, edit the footage, and hand it over to the commanders. We distribute this video to civilian media outlets, including foreign ones. So if you watch the news and follow what is happening in Ukraine, you have almost certainly seen the footage I shot, although you did not even know about it. My military work has both obvious advantages and disadvantages. Among the advantages, it is worth noting the fact that I am almost always in places where real combat work is taking place. I am constantly on the move, meeting fascinating people and participating in incredibly intense operations. However, the disadvantages are an extension of the advantages. I don't stay in one place for long, and no unit can call itself my home. I live a nomadic life, rarely spending more than 2 or 3 weeks in any given location, and I never really have a chance to settle down. I'm always with my partner wherever I go. We shoot with 2 cameras and have been traveling together for several months now. You can imagine how we might get on each other's nerves. Furthermore, this is not the kind of journalism work I was engaged in before the war. What I am doing now is completely focused on war. There is no other reality for me apart from this war, so I am forced to narrow my perspective and literally have to push myself to take an interest in anything beyond this war. Anyway, I have mastered videography and editing, which I had vague notions about before the war. Now I skillfully capture footage even in the most nightmarish conditions, under bombardment or under the watchful eye of enemy drones, and I can edit this footage fairly quickly. So if you need someone to film your wedding, anniversary, or party after the war, you know who to call. Private Matsarsky, recipient of the Order of Merit, a volunteer who joined the army on the second day of the invasion, will capture and edit everything in the best possible way. Longtime subscribers to my podcast will receive significant discounts. Okay, talking seriously, I want to thank you for keeping your interest in my podcast. It allows me to continue working on it and thus maintain my mental stability, what is so necessary for my current job. So my award from the hands of the president is your award too. Without your support, I would hardly have been able to master everything that I have to deal with for almost 16 months of this brutal war.